بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, many times some people say Ma'adh Allah, Allah forbid, that to live a life of ta'at, of obedience, salat, zakat, dhikrullah, tilawat, masjid, etc. This life is depriving us of the enjoyments of this world. So a person who is obedient to Allah and doing ita'at, then his life will be very, very narrow, constrained, constricted, restricted, is unable to enjoy the pleasures of life. Look at everybody else in the world. Everybody is enjoying themselves in different entertainments, pleasures. So a person says these statements, Allah forbid, may Allah protect us from blurting out such statements. May Allah grant all of us hidayat. There are many of us who would like to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to gain some taqwa, we want to enjoy some qurb, but at the same time, we are not prepared to give up the sins that we are enjoying, the pleasures of this world that we are enjoying. The person is not prepared to give up the companionship of evil friends, is not prepared to abandon his Saturday night going out and doing haram activities, indulging in haram. He's not prepared to give up that illicit relationship he's having with a haram woman. That enjoyment he's getting, he still wants to enjoy that. He still wants to have that pleasure in his life. Yes, he wants also to become obedient, but he is afraid to take that plunge into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not brave enough. He's not courageous enough. He is not prepared to forsake all that haram, that vice, evil, the haram, frivolous pursuits of this world, the entertainment of this world. He's not prepared to forsake that completely. So he's doing that, and also he's doing some ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is some salat in his life, roza, etc. So he's not prepared to give those bad habits, those drugs that he's taking, womanizing. He's not prepared to give up those haram riba transactions that he's involved in. He's not prepared to give up the fraudulent dealings that he's always accustomed to. He's not prepared to give up that haram practices in his business, where he's deceiving the customers, or he's buying stolen goods. So he's not prepared to give that. Yet he also wants to become so-called pious. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, a person who becomes muti' of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though he may face many challenges and hardships in this world and obstacles in this world, but he will be enjoying such happiness and such pleasure which cannot be described in words, because he is involved and is engrossed in the obedience, in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not cherry picking certain things that he wishes to bring into his life. Certain occasions he will just dress up as a believer, as a Muslim. Certain times in the year, Ramadan or something, or Hajj, then he becomes so-called outwardly pious. No. Totally. Whether it is business transactions, whether it is to do with interacting with people, his life in the masjid, outside the masjid, at home, with family, with friends, public, privacy, whatever it may be, he is trying his level best. Yes, there will be some weaknesses in his life. There will be some failings in his life. He will make some errors and slips in his life, but he is sincere. He is dedicated. He is genuine. He's making those efforts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned it very beautifully. And he says, the khulasa, the gist of it is, that a person must take that himmat, that courage to take those first bold steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience. Phir takmeel Allah ta'ala karega. Then the completion Allah ta'ala will do it. And he gives this example which we have heard so many times when we explain Tawbah and Istighfar. As the Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that when a person, a little child, is now learning to walk, and he takes his first few steps and the father is watching, or the mother from the other side, and they're so happy and they're motivating this child, encouraging this child. Perhaps they got some chocolate or sweet on the other side as an incentive that come towards us and we're going to give you this sweet. And the child is making that effort and he's taking those steps, and then he's about to fall. He's stumbling, and before he falls, the mother grabs the child and places the child on her lap. So he comes onto the lap of the mother, exact like that. The person is trying desperately to make ruju ila Allah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's taken those few first bold steps, those steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, just as he's about to fall, Allah ta'ala grabs him. Allah assists him. Allah holds him by his hand. Allah guides him. Allah makes the road easy for him. It seemed narrow, now suddenly it becomes wide. It seemed so difficult, now Allah makes it so easy. It seemed like maybe there's no pleasure in that, but Allah brings so much of pleasure, so much of happiness, so much of lazzat, so much of enjoyment. Like ulama have mentioned, Hazrat Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he used to put his head into sajda, he would say, I do not wish to raise my head from sajda because of the enjoyment of the qurb of Allah ta'ala I am getting. That lazzat, that enjoyment he was getting in his sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. That enjoyment cannot be bought by the pleasures of this world. It could not be exchanged for any pleasure of this world. No matter what pleasures, enjoyment the person has, whether it is food, whether it is entertainment, holidays, whatever it may be, it can never be compared to just that one, that lazzat the person gets, an enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to have himmat. Ulama explain so easy that initially it is difficult. So sit in the company of ulama, mashayikh, etc. And as you sit, but again with sincerity and not with our heart, with the ears of the heart closed. In other words, the hearts must be receptive. And we may ponder, and we must cogitate and reflect on what is being said with the niyat that we must try and bring it into our life. So initially when we sit, it may seem a bit difficult, but as we sit in the company of the ulama, mashayikh, etc., then more and more as we gradually start listening carefully and with the niyat that we want to bring this into our life, the ulama and mashayikh have written, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah has mentioned himself, he said then slowly, gradually, the love of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala will come into his heart so much that now he will not be bothered about the other pleasures of this world. Previously it was his company, his friends phoning him, "Hey, just come and join us, let us chill out tonight. You don't have to go for the program, you don't have to go to the masjid, you don't have to go out in the path of Allah, you don't have to go for any dini program, let us just enjoy ourselves tonight, we're going here, we're going there." But now when he is becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's listening, the heart will soften. When this heart will soften, now the desire of obeying Allah will come into his heart. Ulama have then mentioned, now it is important for this person to make muqabala, to go against and oppose the demands of his nafs, which is pulling him towards sin and evil. The nafs will prompt him, that come towards haram, that woman has been waiting for you, you can't just ditch her now. You know you were having an illicit relationship, but now complete it, finish it, enjoy yourself, then you can decide afterwards what to do. So the nafs will pull the person, but then he must have that firm standpoint, and he must be firm and courage, and he must completely oppose the demand of that nafs at that time, no matter what enjoyment it will put forward, and entice the person, and lure the person. He must say, no, I will not do that. I will please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how a person in a boxing ring is fighting his opponent, and then each time he punches his opponent, he is weakening the opponent. And as he continues, finally the opponent becomes so weak that he falls down. Like that, the person has to make muqabala, is to oppose and oppose and oppose the evil temptation that he has until the nafs becomes weaker, and now the person himself becomes strong. So this is what ulama have mentioned, that the enjoyment that a person gets in the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one can never ever understand or explain to others what enjoyment he is getting in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a person who was engaged in salat. It was nafil salat. He had his horse nearby, and suddenly a thief comes and he steals that horse. So he's busy stealing that horse, and people are shouting at him, that, "Bay, your horse, somebody is stealing it." And he is so engaged in his salat, he's engrossed in his salat. He does not break his salat. And the person takes the horse, and he escapes. He runs away with the horse. And people, after he finishes salat, they began to rebuke him, that, "What is so foolish you are? You know what a precious horse you had? A horse in that time was something like a very valuable car that we have today, a Mercedes Benz, whatever it may be. It was so precious, and it was his means of transport, conveyance." So they began to reprimand him. "You could have broken your salat and grabbed your horse, protected your horse, and then you could have read your salat again." So he says that, "Wallahi, that enjoyment, that lazzat I was getting in my salat, it could never be achieved by me calling back my horse and saving it from being stolen. I was enjoying my salat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, he's sleeping, he's a king, he's the sultan of Balkh, and he is in his room, he's a king, he's got all the pleasures of this world and comfort that a person could imagine, and at night suddenly he hears some footsteps on the roof, and he asks, "Who is it?" And the person replies, he said, "Well, I'm looking for my horse, I'm looking for my horse, it's lost." He said, "You're a fool? How can you be so ignorant and foolish? You're looking for a horse on top of the roof?" And then the person then replies, "Ibrahim, are you seeking Allah whilst you are so warm in your bed, in your cozy bed? You want to still be the friend of Allah? Aren't you more ignorant than I am? Aren't you more foolish than I am?" Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, immediately at that very moment Allah gave him that hidayat. And he actually abandoned his kingdomship. And he left the throne. And he came out of the palace. And he lived a life of a simple saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became a very, very great sage and wali of Allah Rabbul Izzat of his times. So respected friends and elders, we have to have that courage, especially in these times. We know the fitna in the world. And in the silly season that will take place. We know the temptations, especially our youngsters. We have to be strong, combat nafs and shaitan, sit in the company, find some person you can sit by, who will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will link you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will put in your heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are human beings, we all make mistakes, we all falter, we make blunders, but remember, as I said, take those steps towards Allah, those baby steps towards Allah. Allah comes running to us. Allah will assist us. Allah will hold us by our hand. And Allah will make us reach our destination. And that is the ma'rifat of Allah. That is the one of Allah. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the pleasures of this world. All the pleasures of this world. Whatever it may be. Combined together. Can never equate. Just a little pleasure a person may experience in any of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, lakal shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله ما لغناكم عافرما وما لخطاكم عافرما. الله forgive us for every single sin we have committed, my Allah. Allah, our hearts have become blackened with sins, my Allah. الله تو ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sweetness of your ibadat, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away your iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman. Allah, protect the iman of our family members. Ya Allah, our children, our grandchildren. Ya Allah, our great-grandchildren, our dhurriyat, our nasal, our progeny, my Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, whoever is in qaraz, my Allah, who is in debts, Ya Allah, help him to fulfill his debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah, in hospitals, at home, my Allah. Some have undergone operations, some still going for operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got cancer, my Allah. So many of them, the cancer is spreading, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, my Allah. You are Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us Shifa, Kamil, Ajil, Mustaqir, Dai, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are marhumeen, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Protect them from the azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Give us burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab. In the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, help us to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make the sunnahs come into our lives. Ya Allah, make us love the shariat, by Allah. Make us love your itaat and itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, don't make the pleasures of this world become dominant in our lives, my Allah. Don't make us become overwhelmed with the pleasures of this dunya that we become ghafil of you, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. But make us true dhakireen, shakireen, my Allah. Make us true servants of you, my Allah. Make us be obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us and our family members from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. The work of da'wah and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'alim, hifz classes, madaris, darul uloom, my Allah, different organizations, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight with various hajat and needs, my Allah. We are only knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer their du'as also, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabool, farma. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub 'alayna, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.